You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with community solutions strategist and professional speaker, Desley Cowley, to provide tips on how to win your dream job without pretending to be someone you're not. Desley, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great and hope your 2017 is shaping up to be a very good year so far, but it's still a competitive world out there, isn't it? What can our listeners do to make their star shine brighter than others who may be chasing the same dream?
Eric, look, I agree. There is a real sense of excitement and positivity around. In Australia especially, I know that there's a genuine commitment from all sectors of government and the community in general to assist small to medium enterprises. But it's still going to be a long road, and SMEs are still looking for ways to supplement their income to help them hang on to their business, stay afloat until the flow-on effect occurs. And some are coming to me for advice on how to negotiate a rent reduction from their landlord. Others are going back to work full-time or part-time. It can be a daunting experience to apply for a job for the first time in years, but it doesn't have to be. It's really similar to pitching for business, Eric. And my mantra is, you don't ask, you don't get.
Desley, what tips would you give to small to medium-sized enterprises and any job seeker, for that matter, to help them get that interview that they may be seeking?
Eric, the big thing I think, the big mistake people make is they forget that the goal of a resume and a job application is to win the interview. Take it one step at a time. They must understand that the goal is to win the interview. I think another thing that happens with small business owners is they don't even know their own strengths. They've got to realise their own strengths and then articulate their skills and experience and passion in a way that highlights their uniqueness and absolute suitability for the role. Why are they the best person for the job? They need to hone in on applying for jobs in organisations they'd really like to work for. There's no point going back to work and working in some crap job that you just don't want. Just apply for jobs doing work that they know what they'll love doing. Another idea is, they've interviewed applicants themselves in the past. Think about what it was that made that person get the shortlist that they shortlisted for the applicant, for their job. What made them stand out for that interview? That will give them some tips on, what they need to put into their application. Most importantly, they should stay detached from the outcome. It's not personal. An example is my daughter, Erin. She was studying at university, and for the last 3 months of uni, she was applying for jobs so that she could actually, roll straight into a job as soon as she finished uni. She made a commitment to herself that she was just not, worrying about whether she got a job or not for that 3 months, so she would only apply for jobs that she really wanted. So her passion was in her applications, probably more than anything. And, of course, she finished uni on the Friday, started a job on the Monday. So it was a strategy that worked, and I've proven it time and time again. For small business owners, it's not a bad thing to have to go back to work. I think I said before, not to underestimate the skills they've gained from being in business for themselves. A friend of mine is a cane farmer, the wife of a cane farmer. She does all the books for the business. She does the wages. She's the financial controller, but she's also a picker, packer and sorter. Not with the cane farm, they did small crops as well. So she's got a mountain of skills, but it's all been working for herself. she needs to, and small business owners need to identify those skills and really hone in on them and create a position description for their own role to help them sort of work out, you know, what they can identify and feature in their resume. If they're using a resume writing service, they need to ensure that the writer uses their words and writing style and that their own personality shines through. I've recently been talking with an employment agency, person who made the point of saying how frustrating it is for them when they can actually pick the resumes that have been written by one local resume writing service because they are so similar and the personalities of the applicants are just not shining through and their efforts to do something to help them is actually detrimental. And finally, they just need to apply with confidence and remember the goal is to win the interview. So the goal is to win the interview. Then focus on the next step to win the job.
Certainly some sound advice and tips in all regards. Thanks for sharing those details. So now the applicant has won the interview. What interview tips can you share to help them through this experience, which for some can be quite stressful?
It's a numbers game, Eric. I truly believe that. They can turn the odds in their favour, though. It's competitive. There's no doubt about it. They aren't the only ones with the skills. I remember one of my bosses many years ago put me back in my box by reminding me that there were plenty of people out there who could do the job as well or even better than I can. And he was right, but I was the right person at the time. And I continued to work and learn from this master for 3 or 4 years more after that conversation. They need to be prepared. Prepare for the interview. Create a list of questions that are likely to get asked and write down their answers to them. Read, rewrite, revise, but don't learn by heart and sound stilted trying to remember exact words. It's just to give you confidence. Work out a response to any negative past experiences and come back with a positive response to that negative experience. Be detached from the outcome. I guess I can't repeat that enough. Their true personality will shine through and they'll, you know, far less nervous if they are detached from the outcome. Often, and I found this when I was interviewing for jobs, often the questions that I prepared may not even come up, but I can guarantee that they'll be way more confident walking into the interview than they would have been if they hadn't been prepared. And as a result, they'll be more relaxed and able to think more clearly to respond off the cuff to those questions that come up that they hadn't prepared for. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's not personal. Detachment is the key. Detachment really, really is the key. They'll be very lucky, extremely lucky to win the first interview they go for, even with my help. They might get shortlisted as one of the 2 or 3 people that are invited back for a second interview and still not win the gig, but they'll get closer to that finishing line. They need to go to the interview believing in themselves and their capabilities and not take it personally if they aren't successful. It's not personal. They should put their best foot forward, show their own true personality, tell their own story, and let the universe take care of the rest, Eric.
And that key point that you have been stressing on several occasions is so true. It is never, never personal. Today we are joined by Desley Cowley, owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative and unique national talent directory designed specifically to help retailers and shopping centers find quality short-term retail talent here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Desley, where can our listeners find out more about mastering their resume writing job interview skills?
Erica, I'm actually running workshops around Queensland in January and other Australian states later in the year. I have a free resume writing tips PDF and a free job interview mastery PDF. All they just need to do is email me. And I'm more than happy to, to give them any advice, by email, backwards and forwards. I won't ever write their resumes for them, but I do offer a coaching service and resume evaluation to anyone, anywhere in the world, and will help them learn how to win their dream job without pretending to be someone they aren't.
And certainly a great opportunity in that regard as well. Now, small to medium-sized enterprises understand return on investment or ROI more than most. What are your thoughts on choosing to go back to work for an SME or small to medium-sized enterprise in terms of their ROI?
Eric, in my view, there are three types of ROI. There's a return on the capital invested, a return on the time invested, and a return for the risk taken. I've actually written an article about that. But there's also a fourth ROI, which is the most important in my view, and that's a sanity ROI. If going to work or going back to work means that they retain their sanity, can hang on to their business for a little longer until the market recovers, and doesn't just add to the madness, then there's a real possibility that focusing on an ROI of their sanity will help them gain a better ROI for their time, their capital, and risk invested in their business. And that, to me, could be worth tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars more than the wages that they'll earn just by taking care of their sanity and their health and well-being.
Desley, always informative, and we really appreciate your joining us each and every time here on Enterprise Radio. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip or word for the listeners tuning in today?
Yes, my final tip is if they think they can sell the business down the track rather than walk away now, then taking a job to prop it up is a very worthwhile strategy. But if they're just sending good money after bad, then it may be time to just walk away from the business. Only the small business owner can decide.
If you would, as always, tell our listeners where we can get more information about Spruker Hire and how can one be in touch as well.
Yes, they can go to my website, www.spruikerhire.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook. My name's Desley Cowley, and my mobile number is 0419-817-973. Happy to talk to anybody.
As always, Desley, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. And as well, have a happy, prosperous, and successful 2017.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
We have been speaking with, once again, Desley Cowley, owner of Spruker Hire, an innovative and unique national talent directory designed specifically to help retailers and shopping centers find quality short-term retail talent. And for more information, simply visit SprukerHire.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.